Do you have a memory of a particular gift at Christmas? For me, 1960, I came down the stairs and underneath the tree, well, next to the tree, was a red Schwinn tank bike. It was wonderful. It was a pretty simple bike by today's standards, you know. It had a horizontal bar, of course, because it was a boy's bike. Want that known? And it was only one gear, so you didn't have any derailleurs or anything to worry about. And if you wanted to hit the brakes, you just went backwards on the pedals. That was a great bike, I remember. I was traveling at warp speed once, which was the only speed that boys travel with on their bikes, and the chain snapped, and I broke my foot when the chain snapped, but it was still a great bike. I loved that bike, and I don't know whatever happened to it. Giving gifts for a child is pretty easy, but as you get older, you don't know what to give for a gift. You know, what do you give to the man who has everything? But God is a gift giver. God is very good at giving gifts. God gives us this big blue marble on which we can live. And in this blue marble, God provides with us air to breathe and water to drink and food to eat, and we'd better take care of it. God gives us people to be with. God gives us life. God gives us love. And of course, the great gift that we remember in this season is that God gives us Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, so that we would know right in our human existence we can find the presence of God. And God wasn't done giving even with that, because God needed to give Jesus a gift as well. And so at his baptism, God gave the divine word and said, "You are my beloved son. I am well pleased with you." And in that gift, Jesus discovered that God not only had his back, but God had his front as well. Right up front, Jesus knew himself as blessed by God. But that story was not limited simply to him, because when we see in the Bible, whenever an angel pops up, that same kind of message of blessing is given. When the angel came to Zechariah, he said that the son to be born of him would be called Great. When the angel came to Joseph, the Bible says that he was a just man. And the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Full of grace you are, chosen of God. The Lord is with you." And the angel went on and said that the child to be born would be called Holy, would be called Son of the Most High. And in our gospel today, we have that Mary, when she goes to meet Elizabeth, Elizabeth wants to get in the act. She wants to give a blessing too. "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed is she who trusted that God's words would be fulfilled." Seems like whenever a character comes up in the Bible, this message of blessing, this message of chosenness is explicit. And it's necessary to do that, because in the world, we are getting counter messages all the time. In the world, we're being told that we're no good. In the world, we're being told you're not rich enough, you're not smart enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not strong enough. And that message that we're not measuring up starts to get to us. But church, that message is a lie. It's a lie because it comes straight from the devil. Do you remember how the devil tempted Adam and Eve? He said, "You're not good enough. You better eat this apple, then you'll be better." And that same demonic temptation comes to us. And when you add in the trauma in our society, the trauma of racism and sexism and patriarchy and homophobia, then we start to believe that we're not good enough, that we don't measure up. But the Bible gives us the exact counter message. The Bible says, you're a child of God. The Bible says you're made in God's image and likeness. The Bible says you are precious in the eyes of God. In psychological terms, this sense that we have that we are not measuring up, this negative sense of self, is called shame. Shame. Shame is something that gets into us where we have this idea about ourselves that is negative. Now, we have to be careful to distinguish between shame and guilt. You know, guilt is something different than shame. Guilt is something that happens when you mess up, you do something wrong. I feel guilty because I made a mistake, I sinned, I blew it. And when you have that experience of guilt, it's not necessarily a negative thing. It can be a positive thing, because when we have that sense of guilt, we desire to make amends, to correct the mistake, to do better. But see, with shame, you're not saying that I made a mistake, you're saying I am a mistake. And that's always a negative. I heard of a little girl once who got this distinction very well. Teacher came into the classroom and the little girl was making this big art project, and everywhere there were bits of paper and string and glue and glitter. And the teacher said, "Oh, Greta, you are quite a mess." And Greta responded, "I am not a mess. I made a mess." And that's right. That's the distinction. So we know what to do with guilt. You know, you confess, you make amends, you go to penance, you receive absolution. After all, Jesus came as the Savior, as the one who would free us from our sinfulness, our guiltiness. But what do we do with shame? How do we deal with this negativity which can dwell inside us? When the Bible, the way you dealt with shame, as we heard in the many stories of the Bible, is that you get an angel to come and tell you, you're blessed, you're chosen from God. The problem, of course, is angels seem to be in short supply nowadays. So what are we going to do? What we're going to do, what God has chosen to do, is to designate us as the angels. After all, the word angel only means messenger. So we are the messengers of God's good news. Today, we have to be an angel. Be an angel and tell some child, you are precious in God's sight. Be an angel and say to someone who really messed up, this doesn't make you a bad person. God can deal with this as long as you remember who you are and whose you are. Be an angel and go to that estranged family member and say, you are okay, because you're made in God's image and likeness. Be an angel and say to the person sitting next to you, you're a child of God. That's how we remember Emmanuel, God is with us. That's what deserves an Alleluia chorus. That is a memorable gift for this Christmas. Amen. Amen.